Does the punishment fit the crime? In the case of food play and feminization, the answer is yes. There are times when a man will be taught a lesson he's well overdue for, in the most humorous and humiliating way possible. Trust me when I tell you that the antagonist of this story deserved a far stricter punishment than the one he got. The message came across loud and clear. Raymond was your typical male chauvinist little piggy. His rude behavior, a fetish for food play, and his sexist reputation preceded him wherever he went. The night I met him, he was in a sports bar downtown, and as soon as I heard his loudmouth antics, I knew it was going to be a fun night. Sauntering up to Raymond, I introduced myself, and while he might be a chauvinist, he certainly wasn't blind, and he fell right into my trap. Seducing men like Raymond is easy. Getting him home was even easier. He was so eager to get into my panties. Little did he know that he would be getting into my panties, just not the way he expected. I made him strip, completely naked, and then I handed him a pair of my black polka-dot thong bikinis and instructed him to put them on. He looked at me a little funny, hesitating at first, but I told him, "It's all part of the foreplay, darling. You do want to fuck me, don't you?" He didn't need any more encouragement after that, sliding those panties on over his rock-hard cock. Of course, my games didn't stop there. Oh, no. I knew he had a wet and messy food play fetish, and when I disappeared into the kitchen and came back with a half gallon of French vanilla ice cream, he made a sound that I can only describe as pure bliss. I made a nice little hole in the ice cream and ordered him to pull his dick out of the polka dot panties and start fucking the ice cream. Of course it was cold, and he squealed like a little bitch. But he was so hard and wanted to fuck me so badly, he ended up doing anything I told him to. He stroked and stroked and stroked, repeating, "I'm a panty slut," or "I'm your little panty bitch," or "I'm a pathetic little fuck slut," whenever I told him to. I knew he was getting close, so I instructed him to fuck the vanilla ice cream faster and faster until I knew he'd go right over the edge and come right in it. He climaxed with a roar, not being able to hold back, and as he lifted his head to look at me from where I was watching him, his eyes went wide. Not only was I watching, but I was recording when I invited a few friends along, a few of which were his ex-girlfriends, and another that just so happened to be his boss. Oh, and my boyfriend was there too, trying to stifle his laughter at this pathetic loser fucking a carton of Blue Bunny. Needless to say, he was humiliated and had to admit on camera that women were the dominant sex, among other things. His public humiliation didn't stop there. Would you like to know what else I made Raymond do to humiliate him? Call me at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Brighton. And if you'd like to read along to this blog post, you can check it out at humiliationbootcamp.com. Talk soon.